This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Last Sunday, on CBS's 60 Minutes, that featured a rerun of an interview with former New York City mayor and gun control financier Michael Bloomberg. Steve Croft, who was the interviewer, noted that Bloomberg has spent $135 million to battle the NRA on gun control. That's a lot of money. With money like that flowing from this would-be oligarch to his gun control organization, Every Town for Gun Safety, and other anti-gun efforts, gun rights supporters recognize that Every Town and its subsidiaries like Moms Demand Attention are a little more than a billionaire authoritarian's attempt at political astroturfing. That's a problem. When you're out there trying to drum up support and make it look like the grassroots, which are the people that actually come to him looking for him to be the Messiah when it comes to gun control. And we go back to Kate Ronta. She had a post on Huffington Post titled, "As a Gun Violence Survivor, I Feel Betrayed by Every Town." And she is now a former Every Town and Moms Demand Action member. But she shed a lot of much-needed light on the bureaucratic operation of the Bloomberg organizations, despite them portraying themselves as a grassroots movement. We get a very fine representation of the fact that this is a facade. She writes, "For too long, gun control groups like Every Town have implemented top-down organizational models that treat gun violence prevention advocates like servants and gun violence survivors like fundraising fodder, giving us little or no say in our own advocacy. This must end now." She went on to explain that Every Town's interaction with the media, all of those are all very highly orchestrated. Many rely on carefully manufactured messaging. But in the case of Every Town, even the personal stories of those who have experienced violence are allegedly perverted in order to advance the group's agenda. According to Ms. Ronta, she noted, "Over the years, however, I began to see signs that suggested I was not as empowered as I thought. For example, I was once coached to avoid authenticity in telling my personal story in order to stay on message. I also saw that survivors who were in the national media got preferential treatment over survivors who were unknown to the public." Oh, really? In addition to her complaints about Every Town's organizational structure, she also took issue with the group's decision to pay a $10,000 fee in order to participate in the Fraternal Order of Police's 63rd biannual conference, which was held from August 27th to 31st in Nashville. They pride themselves on being the world's largest organization of sworn law enforcement officers with more than 330,000 members. She is opposed to the FOP, and she correctly points out that they are aligned with NRA on several important issues that affect law enforcement and gun owners. She also seems to subscribe to some aspects of the radical left's position for FOP and policing more generally. NRA does not share Ronta's view on the FOP, but the way in which Every Town handled Ronta and other members' opposition to the group's participation in the FOP conference, that was very revealing of their structure. Because according to Ronta, Every Town does not tolerate dissent, even from in the ranks. She writes, and I don't know when this was, but on Thursday I resigned as an Everytown Survivor Fellow after being blocked by the Survivor Network Facebook page for voicing my concerns about the sponsorship. My conclusion is that dissenting voices have no place in these organizations. You toe the line or you are out. She concluded her piece by describing Everytown as a top-down bureaucracy. Bloomberg's Everytown is not and never has been a grassroots organization. Evidence of that is all you got to do is look at Colorado. Colorado, when Tim Knight and Sean Maloney and Laura Carno and all those people went into Victor Head, all those people were in Colorado. They were literally on the ground. They were going door to door. They did it for weeks and weeks and weeks, every day, all day, getting that message out. They were outspent $22 to one. Money doesn't buy it all, no matter what you may think. Everytown is a sophisticated astroturf campaign orchestrated at the behest of a single wealthy financier, authoritarian, nosy, busybody punk. Yeah. Who's surrounded by guns, by the way. Surrounded by guns. Gun control activists, because all they are is money. Okay? Especially, you can see the way they treat... See, the details are what get lost in these shuffles. And for the people who've actually been affected by this, for the, you know, like the family that sued Lucky Gunner, who got, you know, they were goaded into it by the Brady campaign, and then they got stuck with $200,000 in legal fees. Why didn't Brady campaign write a check for that? You advised them into suing these people. And it was in complete contravention of the law. I mean, there's a law in place to keep that from happening. And rightfully so. A judge saw it, said, this is against, you know, there's a law covering this, so no, this does not go forward. And you are ordered to pay your opponent's legal fees. $200,000. Just that simple. For the people that are survivors of crime victims, okay? I feel for you. Shannon Watts is a self-promoting tyrant. Staff who work for her, they either quit or they're fired faster than the organization can replace them. She is a complete and total nightmare. But two beliefs seem to unite all of the gun control supporters that work in these organizations closest to Bloomberg. Background checks save lives, and Shannon Watts is a self-promoting tyrant. Now, it is clear from Ms. Ronta's commentary that there are numerous gun control activists that oppose the way the Bloomberg anti-gun conglomerate operates. But unlike the Bloomberg LP's acquisition of Business Week or a division of Barclays, Bloomberg is having a difficult time purchasing control of the gun issue. Now, in politics, money does play a part, no doubt about it. It doesn't play the biggest part. Votes play the biggest part, and money can't really buy those. They can influence, but you've already proved that wrong. Obscene wealth and iron-fisted control is no substitute for enthusiastic grassroots support, which is what we bring to the table. So, one of the reasons that Everytown, despite what you may see in the news and Shannon Watts, that's Bloomberg and Shannon Watts, those two people, they're in it for them. They're not in it for those of you that you had loved ones that fell victim to crime. And they didn't fall victim to guns, they fell victim to crime. I'm sorry, there's no closure for you. But you're learning. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. How many of you have what I would call what you perceive to be a possible red alert event around you? How many of you actually see one of those things happen? I don't know what's been going on around me, because recently it seems like I've had two. With one, I don't know if I talked about this the other day or not. I had an individual in a car who, after he cut through a bunch of traffic, decided to pull in front of the median facing me. And this guy was angry. I mean, he was really angry. He was so angry, in fact, that for a moment I was thinking, maybe I should get out and give him what he wants. And then I was aware that I had a gun on me. So rather than push a bad position and give in to my ego, I backed up and pulled around him, even though he was screaming and yelling and ranting and raving, and he could really have stood a very nice lesson in manners, but he was not really a threat. Therefore, he was not worthy of any of my violence. Then this past weekend, I was out and I was shooting something that I, well, you know, they call it B-roll. B-roll is sort of like, it's not like a transition in video. It's like a bridge from one scene to another. Some of them are time lapses, drone shots, slow motion, you know, just something to get you in between. A lot of people call this a cinematic touch. So I'm out in Greenville, South Carolina, and I'm shooting B-roll. And I was in a position where nobody was near me. There was plenty of people around me, but there was nobody near me. And then I noticed somebody notice us. And they stopped. And they started making a beeline towards us. Now, I didn't know them. Nobody with me knew them. And for the first time in a very long time, I popped a retaining strap loose, and I was just a tug away from bringing a gun up. And then at the very last, you know, not the very last second, but it seemed like, I don't know what happened, but whatever happened, they diverted. And I watched them divert, and I watched them until they got out of sight, and then I resnapped my strap. It is a very difficult thing to sit there and control your fear. Now, it's not something to be taught. It's not something I can teach you. I don't know that I would say I was successfully controlling my fear. I just knew that I was not going to get up and leave from this time lapse I was shooting. And I also knew that I was not going to, if this guy got out of his car, well, that was going to change the whole complexion of what was going on. But neither one of those things had to be pushed, neither one of those edges. But let's say you're in a parking lot by yourself. You're going to your car, and there's a group of scruffy-looking guys standing around your car. If you're going to be tactical about this, you've just gone from yellow to orange in the Cooper color code. There you have a potential problem in your immediate area. Your brain has just processed this information and sent a message to your body, all hands on deck, battle stations. This reaction to danger has been called the fight or flight response. It sets off an alarm within your body that causes you to get ready for you to either run or to run for your, you know, fight or run for your life. And if you don't understand what is happening inside you, this reaction may actually hinder your ability to deal with this threat. It's a very complicated process to go through. I, on the other hand, I seem to like it. I liked it. Both times I just went. I mean, it was like I had a shot of adrenaline stuck straight into my neck. I was just, everything was on. You may have something that they call tunnel vision, and that this is where you focus your vision on the perceived threat. And That may be good or bad, because you're excluding what's going on around you and that threat. And that's the reason that good defensive instructors teach a student to look and assess. This is the turning the head left and right. They don't tell you why you're doing it. They just tell you to look around. You force yourself to scan your surroundings, looking for other dangers. But making look and assess part of your regular defensive practice, when you do that, you're more able to overcome that tendency toward tunnel vision, because you're aware that in your steps you have to look left or right. Another reaction produced is for your eardrums to tighten. This way your hearing becomes somewhat impaired, and this is the reason defensive shooters are taught to communicate with their partners in a loud, strong voice. Because your partner will probably be you know, reacting physically in much the same way you are. So short messages spoken in loud, clear voices. Make sure your important communications are understood. And you got to breathe. A lot of people in these confrontations hold their breath. And if you're going to be in a gunfight, the last thing you want to do is restrict the flow of oxygen to your brain. You have to be simply conscious of this physical happening and force yourself to breathe deeply, making sure that oxygen flow is not impaired. And then there's the reduction of the fine motor skill and, you know, little things like managing a thumb safety or performing a reload can become quite difficult. This is one reason why one of my default go-tos most of the time is a striker-fired gun with no safety on it. Because then I have to worry about that. Practice does tend to overcome this reaction. It's not that you have to reload in most gunfights. Actually, the reverse is probably more true, but practicing these chores on a regular basis helps you to be able to perform when it is required. You need to understand what your body is going to do in a fight or flight situation, and then you need to develop a technique to deal with it. Now, I myself, in the last week, the fact that this has happened twice, and I was able to assess and not lose it and stay calm. I don't know if I feel good or bad about that. I may be a bit, you know, it's almost like I'm sort of sociopathic with some of this stuff. But maybe that's exactly the way I need to be. This is why you do certain training tasks and drills to mimic certain things. And it will serve you in good stead. This is why in the military everything is drill, drill, drilled. Constant repetition. Constant repetition. Steps that you go through, acronyms to apply to it. You know, all these little things, all of these little tricks of the trade that become second nature after you do it enough. And it is, you know, quite easily something that anybody can assimilate and bring into play. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I have two examples for you of it's not really all the way as bad as you think it is. First, coming out of Illinois, federal judge there denied a city of Chicago motion for summary judgment and refused to dismiss a case challenging a ban of firearm sales within city limits that is backed by the Second Amendment Foundation. And this is the latest in a string of court battles between Chicago and the Second Amendment Foundation. Gottlieb observed, we've already beat Chicago three times in the McDonald case before the Supreme Court in both Ezell 1 and Ezell 2 before the Federal Court of Appeals. I'm reminded of this folk song by Peter, Paul, and Mary that asked, when will they ever learn? Yeah, I'm good on that. This involves a proposed gun shop called Second Amendment Arms, owned by R. Joseph Franzese, who submitted an application for a business license in July of 2010. The city contends that the application was for an address in an area not zoned for commercial use, but Franzese argues that he was not advised about the zoning and that it had been advertised as commercial property. And he also contended that the city's prohibition on gun sales would have blocked their efforts no matter what they chose. Gottlieb said the city of Chicago under Rahm Emanuel is trying to be too clever by half. We would have thought by now they would have ceased this pattern of spending tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars on stubborn litigation, but they seem determined to be dragged kicking and screaming into compliance with the Second Amendment. U.S. District Court Judge Robert M. Dow Jr. set September 28th as the next date to discuss damages for the plaintiff in this case, now known as Second Amendment Arms versus City of Chicago. Gottlieb noted, since losing its gun ban fight in the Supreme Court's 2010 McDonald ruling, Chicago has been digging their heels in deeper and deeper, throwing every kind of legal roadblock they can in an effort to delay what seems inevitable. They have got to follow the law and the Constitution, and as long as they keep fighting, we'll keep suing. Which is primarily what Second Amendment Foundation basically specializes in. And they're very, very good at it. And he said that's what winning firearms freedom one lawsuit at a time is all about. Now, coming out of Ohio State, this is a very interesting little ditty here. Ohio State University took the extraordinary step of revoking a graduate's doctorate last week. And now her future at the University of Arizona, where she's an assistant professor of communication, is unclear. See, her name is Jody Whitaker, and her problem started in 2015, after scholars in two countries noticed irregularities in the data of her 2012 paper on video games. It was called the Study on Communication Research called Boom Headshot, Effect of Video Game Play and Controller Type on Firing Aim and Accuracy. This report claimed to have found that playing a violent video game, improved real-life shooting skills. Now, it was something of a boon for Whitaker, then still a graduate student at Ohio State, and her co-author and dissertation committee chair, Brad J. Bushman, the Margaret Hall and Robert Rendell Reinhart Chair of Mass Communication there. That's because Bushman served on President Obama's Committee on Gun Violence, and his research challenges what he calls myths about violence, including that violent media have a trivial effect on aggression. However, enter Patrick Markey, a professor of psychology at Villanova University, whose own findings on video games clash with Bushman's. He soon challenged the paper, along with Malte Elson, a postdoctoral researcher in educational psychology at Ruhr University, Bochum, in Germany. Together, they alerted a committee of initial inquiry at Ohio State to what they called irregularities in some of the variables of the data set, which is a fancy way of saying they were lying. The values of question variables could not be confirmed because the original research records were unavailable, according to the Communication Research, which in 2016 decided that a retraction was warranted. So, in other words, they didn't prove anything that they put together. They just put it out there and said, this is what it is. And then they said, well, the research is gone, but this is what it is. Bushman was cleared of wrongdoing by Ohio State, but he agreed to the retraction. He also agreed to the retraction of another paper in which Whitaker was not involved, one finding that watching violent cartoons inhibits children's learning earlier this year, according to Retraction Watch. Data on a second 2016 paper by Whitaker and Bushman, on which Bushman was also the lead, also have been corrected. That study found that catharsis beliefs attract people to violent video games. But Whitaker, the 2012 paper's lead author, was not cleared of wrongdoing. And the Ohio State Board of Trustees voted unanimously last week to revoke her doctorate, granted in 2013. That sounds quite innocuous. That's really big. That's a big deal. That's a big deal to have that revoked. Benjamin Johnson, a spokesperson for Ohio State, said he was limited about what he could reveal about the case due to federal laws governing the privacy of students. In general, he said the university's Committee on Academic Misconduct investigates allegations. They can then recommend to the executive vice president and provost that a degree be revoked. And if the provost agrees, the recommendation goes to the Board of Trustees. Now, it is impossible to know how often doctorates are revoked, but suffice to say it is extremely rare. Ohio State revokes about one degree every 2 years, but that's all degrees, not just PhDs. And Bushman referred a request for comment to another spokesperson for Ohio State, who said via email that the university determined that there was no evidence that Bushman participated in or was aware of inappropriate data manipulation. This is them sticking their heads in the sand because he's involved in all of these questionable papers. Whitaker did not respond to requests for comment on this. Both her current department chair and a spokesperson for Arizona declined comment on her status, saying it's a private personal issue. Right now, her profile remains active. It includes a link to her curriculum vitae, which is basically her scholastic resume, which lists her doctorate from Ohio State. In a joint statement to Retraction Watch, Markey and Elson seem to suggest that Whitaker had been thrown under the bus. There were two authors on the problematic Boom headshot study that the female junior researcher is found culpable for those problems, while the male senior researcher is not, seems questionable, they wrote. During the investigation pertaining to the article in question, we discovered two different data files on the senior author's computer between which the codes for variables were altered. These alterations occurred in a manner which supported the original study's hypotheses. Additionally, the authors of the original study were unable to provide the raw data in order to confirm which data file was correct. What they're basically accusing this cat of is basically altering facts in the research to make it look like the conclusion was what he wanted it to be. Which is why you never listen to studies. Because this happens all the time. They said ultimately that we will never know exactly what error produced the discrepancies between these files. However, we believe that all researchers involved in a particular project are responsible for the outcome of the said project. This is especially true in cases when a senior author is the mentor of a junior researcher. It's not as bad as you may think. There's some of us out there in positions of responsibility keeping people's feet in the fire. Occasionally. More often than not, we win. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are, and I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I bring you news from the Herald Sun, which, based upon the way they characterize things, let me give you the first line of this. As the alt-right becomes emboldened under Donald Trump's presidency, one leftist group is not only bearing arms, but training its growing membership to use them. It's called Redneck Revolt, and they have a meeting in Durham on Sunday, as in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. We're hosting a community event to discuss our participation in counter-protests in Charlottesville, what armed community defense can look like, and resistance to racism in North Carolina. Armed self-defense is necessary for the survival and relevance of our future organizing in the face of a growing insurgent fascism. Child care will be provided. The Redneck Revolt / John Brown Gun Club have grown into about a handful of about 40 branches across the U.S., including 3 in North Carolina. The Redneck Revolt's Silver Valley branch, which includes Durham-based members, is holding the meeting in Durham. Members have decided to decline how many members they have. Community defense is one of the tactics they use to fight racism. Redneck Revolt member Dwayne Dixon, 45, a UNC Chapel Hill anthropology lecturer. It's not about seizing the gun culture or becoming obsessed about guns. It's only recognizing it's useful to know how to field strip and clean a rifle as much as it is to know how to fix wiring in your house and use a circular saw. The group isn't about threatening others, but about defending themselves in a changed or in a charged environment in which they feel law enforcement hasn't and won't protect them. Now, the movement claims to center on building a self-sustaining community that recognizes working whites, blacks, and other people of color have more in common with each other than the super-rich responsible for income stagnation and other economic harm in their daily lives, according to Mr. Dixon of Durham. Mr. Dixon was recently charged with 2 misdemeanors after he brought a semi-automatic rifle to downtown Durham on August 18th amid rumors of a white supremacist rally that never materialized. He declined to comment on that incident. They're also trying to explore how to address food shortages and health care challenges, but still Not everyone thinks that citizens arming themselves is the answer. Sheriff Mike Andrews wrote in a statement, "I believe self-defense is the right of all citizens, but we cannot ignore the inherent danger that comes with untrained individuals operating as a self-appointed security force in our streets. This is why there has to be ground rules and orderly process for demonstrations in our community before someone gets hurt. The climate in our country leaves us with no other choice than to face this issue head on." Armed members of Redneck Revolt provided security for the counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, when the white supremacists and the nationalists marched against the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee in a local park. Now, understand this. I'm giving you all of this verbatim. This is a spin. Those guys that were there under Kessler, they were not there for the statue. The statue was a convenient excuse to be there. They were there to stage an event to where the Antifa had somebody to fight. Notice that there was also not there to provide any security for anybody in particular, 32 true militiamen. And not a shot was fired by them. They also provided security for counter-protesters and an anti-Sharia rally in Raleigh in June and organized a counter-protest to a planned Ku Klux Klan cross-burning at a private farm in the Ashboro area in May. So, here's the thing. This is the way this is shaping up. What they're doing is they're saying it's okay for them to protest, but nobody else can protest. Now, this is not to say that white supremacy is legitimate. This is not to say that fascism is legitimate. This is not to say that Nazism is legitimate. This is to simply say that they are out there and they are trying to suppress free speech. If I can't get out there and voice my opinion, then they're trying to suppress my speech. Now, the biggest problem is I don't need to go out for them. The biggest problem for them is that what they don't see. Okay, this is a problem they don't understand. All of these snowflakes, they want to take up arms. Well, there's a very large community of veterans out there. Now, do you think a veteran... Some that have been in combat, some that have not. All of them willing to go into combat. All of them volunteers. All of them not afraid to be in combat. Do you think they're going to back down if these guys come in and try to enforce this whole no free speech thing in an area in which there's a fairly sizable community of them? Some of these members of these groups are simply, they just believe what they hear. They don't look beyond the exterior of where they're at. And that's a bit of a problem because they're going to end up getting, some of them are going to get very hurt. And I mean like really bad hurt. And those will be the lucky ones. Those will be the lucky ones. 100 untrained people with weapons against 10 motivated pipe hitters are going to lose. They'll lose big. In a way, I mean, in the most horrible of ways. Because most of them will be running after about the first 5 minutes. They will not sit back and try to sustain an operation. Because one thing that you learn in the military is that there's two ways to beat somebody. You beat him by taking his will, or you beat him by taking his life. And as soon as the fight stops, that's what you refer to as a disengagement. If they disengage, which is what they would do if they fought a real organized group of individuals that knew what they were doing, when they disengage, those guys will stop. But the point will be proven. See, I recognize the redneck revolt's right to exist. I recognize the alt-left's right to say whatever they want. And I will sit back and I will defend their right to say whatever they want. However, when they start trying to take from me my right to say whatever I want, then things change. That dynamic changes in a drastic way. And I don't care how much they train, and I don't care what they go out and buy. They're a bunch of undisciplined know-nothings that, you know, they're out there talking about field stripping a weapon. Field stripping a weapon is something you do after you fire it. And most of today's weapons, I don't know if you've ever noticed some. I don't do it when I do a YouTube video on some of this stuff. I don't run them until they quit running because I don't have that much time. My DTWS AR-15, that thing would run for days without me having to pull that thing apart if I had the ammo to run through it. So, you know, some of these things that they're learning, like how to field strip a weapon and all this other stuff, that's great. Somebody taught them that was good because they saw that in a movie. Field stripping your weapon means you've had a malfunction or you need to clean it. You don't just do it just to be doing it. Knowing how to do it is good, but it's not a part, it's not a viable part of the craft when you're doing the craft. When you're on guns. That's, you know, you do that as a last ditch. And that's why you carry a secondary. It just makes you wonder. Aren't these people, don't they tie their own shoes or something? I don't know. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.